Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Wow. Brr.
Oh, man.
Calling Al Gore. Yeah, calling Al Gore.
Look, you ain't got to rub it in. At least you have snow there. At least you have a reason to be cold.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
Oh, I enjoy the cold as long as there's snow on the ground. But, here in Texas, the sun is beaming out there. You look out the window, it looks like a summer day. You walk out there and the wind cuts through you like a knife.
Well, I got to tell you, I have to direct folks to go to the New York Times and Google in, bundle up, it's global warming, and read this hysterical. If you're watching the webcast, the live feed, I'm holding it up right now. Go over it. I'm not making this stuff up. That's why I hold this stuff up. If I were to read this to you, it would blow your mind. You this convoluted explanation by this guy as to why warming is causing, that powerful storm moving up the East Coast right now, dumping, 20 inches of snow up and down the East Coast or something like that?
And if you notice, all that snow that Europe has gotten, if you notice, that's beginning to move a little bit to the west.
Well, he's pushing it off. And again, people are talking about, and I get it all the time, the host seems, fixated on Al Gore and global warming. It's just fun, folks. We can have fun once in a while and get away from some of the really ridiculous, this EPA stuff and this control over your lives that, believe me when I tell you this one, folks, is coming down to your guns. It's coming.
Yeah. I mean,
no mistake.
Look at what they did with the Internet.
Yeah,
and the FCC is the one that did that.
Yeah, well, fortunately, there's already rumblings that Congress is going to do whatever it can to stop that. Hey, we have George Hill on, don't we?
Yes.
George, come on in real fast. How are you?
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
And a happy New Year to you, my friend.
Oh, it's a pleasure and a privilege to be here on such a wonderful weekend. Beautiful stuff, beautiful time of year, little snow falling out here at Ogre Ranch. And it's just wonderful.
The sound of chopping wood, the fire crackling and popping, it's a beautiful thing. George, hold on to that thought for a moment. Let's get a little business out of the way.
Okay.
We didn't offer up the phone numbers during the last hour. I wanted to spend as much time with Evan Knappen as I could. Time is always of the essence here. If you're interested in participating on the show, feel free at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Email me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark. And I just got an email here. Let me read this. Mark, Bloomington, Illinois, in big caps. Now I'll be able to tune you in when I'm visiting my hometown. That's great. Glenn, NRA lifer, Portland, Oregon. Hey, Glenn, welcome to the show, my friend. We'll fill your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio very, very soon. We'll get you the check back on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. Look us up, hit the like button, and head over to armedamericanradio.com or .org, whichever one floats your boat. We own them both. Love America. And you can find out as soon as we have that date, it will go up instantly. And stay warm, my friend. Al Gore is for sure. George?
Yes, sir.
We're going to spend some time this hour and have a lot of fun. And if listeners would like to jump in and talk about some of the things they're going to hear, it's been an amazing year.
I'd like to hear, what some of the AAR listeners got for Christmas, if any of them got any nice firearms for Christmas and, or gave a nice firearm for Christmas. That's a good thing to talk about.
Gave. It's always good to give.
And nothing says love and trust and faith like the gift of a fine weapon.
So. Nothing like, Mom, I love you. Nothing says, Mom, I love you more than a new Smith & Wesson 340 and a box of ammo. Right, Sean? Sitting under the tree. Oh, I heard the phone ringing. He was taking some phone calls.
That's a lot of love, though.
All right. When he comes back on, we had an amazing year here on Armed American Radio. We have literally defied the laws of broadcasting.
A lot of growth.
This program started, folks, if you're new to us, as a one-hour show broadcasting in the Metro Atlanta area and the last weekend in April of 2009. Since that time period, Armed American Radio has exploded across the country and is now getting close to 70 stations, well over 100 markets across the country, and adding them like crazy at a feverish pace. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, just this past couple weeks, we have added KCNR, 1460 AM, Redding, Shasta, California. You are joining the network about a week or two. In fact, I'm doing an interview on that station on the 29th. I am really, really looking forward to that.
Cool.
AAR affiliate WRWR, 1350 AM, The Patriot. You got to love that. Warner Robins, Georgia, starting right now. You're on the network, and that's a beautiful thing, just south of where I sit right now in the safest studio in America. WFDM, AM, 1400, Fort Walton Beach, Destin, Florida. The fine folks at Eglin Air Force Base, protecting America, right down there listening to the Armed American Radio Network. And, of course, the Bloomington, Normal, Illinois on WRPW-FM. And by the way, there will be some more announcements on some simulcasts, AM, FM bands, which is becoming more popular in radio today. And I'll make those announcements. And we'll have new ones lining up, too, folks. And, you know, we couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do it without our sponsors. So I ask you, when you're listening to the breaks, hey, they're some of the best in the business. If you want a new gun, pick one up from our sponsors. Support the sponsors who support the program and support you. And we have more of them coming and more announcements to make, George. So it's been a really good year. We started off this year with a really hot interview with Ted Nugent. The Nuge, Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted.
The Tedster.
And he is just, he's so entertaining. The stuff he talks about, I mean, even if you don't really, you know, you might say he's a little extreme, really far right, but when you really listen to him, you can't really argue. You can't really argue with him, and because he speaks the truth. And you know,
hey, I don't have a problem with people want to argue with him. You know, that's what makes America great, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But
I like hearing his argument.
Yeah,
I like hearing his argument.
Great.
Yeah, and we had a great time with Ted Nugent. He actually stayed for an extra hour on the show. And, you know, I don't have to tell you how much fun he had. You know, his time is very, very tight.
I wonder if he's going to be down at SHOT Show again this year.
Oh, he absolutely will. I know that for a fact. Now, what I have done is I've taken the liberty of with Sean and gone through some audio from throughout the year. And we just simply don't have enough time in a three-hour show to go back and relive some of the greatest moments that we've had on the program and some of the people that have joined us on the air, some unbelievable stories and some unbelievable guests, you know, especially this past year being an election year.
Oh, yeah.
It was an awful lot of fun. We had some of the greatest candidates in the world running for sheriff and some great Second Amendment freedom fighters. Nikki Gosar really doing tremendous work out there. You know, Susanna Hupp's been on the show many times. She will come back again very, very soon. And we have a lot lined up for you next year. In fact, I can tell you this, that Uncle Ted will be back again very, very soon. And we're going to play some clips for you, some of my favorite anyway, from the interview with Nugent back in January of 2009. I have about six of those pulled up for you. I also have a clip from Mancow, who kicked off the Second Amendment March with us in Washington, D.C. at the Salem Radio Network Studios, April of this year. I have a clip, a hilarious clip, in exchange with Massad Ayoub and Gail Pepin that occurred here in the Armed American Radio studios. That is, it's one of those things, if you go back, I tell you folks, if you go back and listen to it two, three, four, and five times, you will fall out. It'll give you one of those fun gut laughs. It's that funny. And it was a story about a woman being arrested for brandishing, this is what the story headline said, brandishing a beer mug in a bar. And of course I was curious, isn't everybody in a bar brandishing a beer mug? I thought that was a little bit odd, George. And then I asked the question.
Well, maybe they're in one of those, you know, not an open carry beer mug place.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with it. Don't give anything away because I know you know the clip. But we had an awful lot of fun with that story. And, you know, I posed the question to Massad, you know, can you brandish a firearm? Isn't that equivalent to brandishing a firearm on the range? Can you do that? So we had tremendous fun with that, and we'll run that clip for you. Also, probably, well, I don't say probably, the biggest story of the year, of course, was Otis McDonald winning the McDonald versus Chicago gun ban case, which I personally believe was responsible for the end of the Daley era in Chicago. I think that him knowing the decision that was coming down, that freedom was going to smack him upside the head and do it publicly, combined with the fact that we had a 80-year-old Korean War vet successfully defend his life with a firearm he owned in defiance of Daley's gun ban, did him in. When we come back, we'll start playing some of those clips and we'll talk about them on the air. Feel free to jump in. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
If you're looking for a small pocket gun that delivers the power of the .32 ACP with less recoil, you've found it in the North American Arms 25 NAA Guardian. Like its larger cousin, the .32 NAA Guardian, the 25 NAA outperforms many larger guns. At 1,200 feet per second, the 25 NAA delivers 20% more energy than larger .32 ACP cartridges, making it the perfect choice when a smaller pocket pistol is required for your carry needs. For more information on the 25 NAA Guardian, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and over-penetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed, and we are going to go right to a caller because we have some audio portions, some clips we want to play for you. We have a call from Bob in Wisconsin who has a question about a handgun for George the Ogre. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you people.
Talk to us, my friend. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. What kind of firearm are we talking about here for George?
Well, I have a total of over 2 dozen handguns, several rifles, etc. Okay? Since I live here in Wisconsin, I can't carry concealed legally. My favorite pistol is the Glock 26, okay? That's my favorite. But I just went out and purchased 2 Tomcats by Beretta because they're small and light, and I use any ball ammo that I can find when I do go in areas that are less than desirable. And I would like George's opinion on the quality of that piece.
Excellent question. Thank you very much for the call. George.
Well, those little Berettas are just fantastic little guns. They're very well made. They're just flat out cool, and they can handle shooting some pretty potent rounds in their different given calibers. The 32s, they're just one of my favorite little guns as far as the looks go. They're a little bit thick, so you got to make sure you have the right holster for them. And that's an important aspect of that gun to make it more concealable because they are a little thick, but at the same time, that makes them more comfortable to shoot. Beretta, you know, those Italians, they really have an eye for aesthetics, and those are just cool-looking little guns.
And I like the way he said he carries ball ammo in that, too. Comes highly recommended from a number of different sources.
Absolutely.
The smaller caliber guns. Great stuff. Bob, thank you very much for the question. We appreciate it very much.
Got to have the penetration on those little guns.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Sean, are you there?
Yeah.
Do we have time? Of course we have time. You want to run some Nugent? Let's give the folks who are not with Armed American Radio almost a full year ago when we interviewed Ted Nugent, and by the way, he will be back. We have that directly from his camp. How about, I asked him a question, Sean, when I started my interview with him back in January of this year. I wanted to know where his creativity came from. I wanted to set the interview up there, Sean. I said, and I asked him point blank, where does the music come from, Ted? And listen to his answer, how he dovetails right into it. Let's go there. Where does the music come from, man? Where does it come from?
Well, it comes from where all our creativity comes from. You know, man is created in the image and likeness of God himself, and we are capable of phenomenal, miraculous stuff. You watch your fellow man, you watch the entrepreneurs, how about John M. Browning? I mean, how did he come up with that? But I got to tell you, I attribute the intensity, the defiance, the energy, and the positive spirit of my music to the way I was brought up. I was exposed to the masters like Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry at the time I was born. And the new rock and roll, especially the electric guitar that Les Paul had just created, came at a time in the 40s, and I was born in 1948, so I came at a perfect time. The confluence of the most outrageous, intense, and defiant rhythm and blues and rock and roll is personified by the electric guitar, and a time when we had just stopped the evil Japs and Nazis, and the energy and the spirit in America was so buoyant that my dad's discipline for me to be the best that I can be really had a parallel in my marksmanship training, my firearms handling, my firearms appreciation, and the practice that my mom and dad forced me on my guitar so that I could be the best that I could be, whether it's shooting bullseyes or shooting squirrels or playing rock and roll. So it really is about an energy that was born at the time that the electric guitar and my upbringing coalesced, and the fact that I'm just an uppity son of a bitch anyway you cut it, and that's where the intensity of those guitar licks came from.
Thanks, Sean, for running that. George, the reason I asked him that question to start off with was because I wanted to find out from him. I had done a print interview with him several months earlier that was really, really good. His answers were outstanding, and I think what I'll do is post that interview up. It was such a good piece, and his answers were just, he's so clear in his statements, and you don't have to question what he says when you read what he says.
And one thing about him, he's this is not an act.
No, it's not an act. And he's not defiant.
He believes in.
It is something he believes in. You know, it's not defiance, really. I guess if you're talking about, you know, the Obama administration, it would sound defiant. If you're talking about a gun-friendly administration, a Bush administration, it's not defiant.
Well,
okay?
The way I look at it is if you're talking to a true American, a true patriot, and somebody who truly loves his nation, and if you think he's being defiant, then you're the one that's wrong.
Well, Sean, I've got a clip that's 42 seconds long. I asked him, it's Nugent 3. Here's how Ted responded when I asked him about the essence of the words keep and bear arms. Sean, can you run that?
Keep can only mean one thing. It's mine. You can't have it. Bear can only mean one and one thing only. I have some on me right now. That's all keep and bear can possibly mean. Keep doesn't mean, please give me a schedule where I can put it and how often I can access it. And bear does not mean it's got a lock on it in a safe or in a bag or in a case in my truck or at the gun club. Keep means it's mine. You can't have it. Bear means, yep, I got some on me right now. Period.
Hey, you know.
Perfect.
Does it get any clearer than that, George?
No, it's absolutely clear. You cannot question that. That's exactly what the words say. That's what it means. Just very bluntly said. It's perfect. It's the perfect answer.
Well, we are now. People don't, they don't understand. I think they gloss over sometimes. Well, guns haven't really been in the news that much. You know, you get individual cases like Brian Aitkins, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we're not seeing, you know, in the Obama administration themselves use it as a tool. Oh, guns, you know, he signed the credit card legislation, the national park, you know, carry and all this stuff. Yeah, come on, folks. Come on. He signed that because he had to get a major piece of legislation passed when he first got into office. But there are now rumblings here with the ATF. And Ted Nugent's response here on Armed American Radio to what the words keep and bear arms actually mean is what I believe it to mean, and a majority of the Supreme Court, at least for now. So if you don't think we're under pressure, I ask you to go back and take a look or a listen to what Justice Stephen Breyer said on Fox News a couple weeks ago. This is very much in play. You have four dissenting justices who do not believe those words mean what Ted Nugent just explained to you. Now, George, there's danger there when you have four Supreme Court justices who don't believe that. There's danger there. Thoughts?
Well, you know, really the administration is afraid of the rugged individual, the independent. He can think for himself. He's not dependent on government policy to assure votes for their side. And, you know, the most common thing I hear is, well, you don't need this for hunting. You don't need that for hunting. The Second Amendment wasn't about hunting.
Second Amendment wasn't about hunting then, Justice Breyer, and it's not about hunting now. When we come back, we'll play a few more quotes from Ted Nugent and give out a Bonehead Award. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Car Arms and Auto Ordnance. Make sure to check them out, all their fine products, including the world-famous Car PM9 at KAHR.com. That's car.com, KAHR.com. Check them out.
We're cooking right along here on the Armed American Radio Network. We have a lot of audio to run for you. Some fun stuff from Uncle Ted, the Nuge. We're going to get back to him momentarily. Quick Bonehead of the Week Award number one. Folks, these stories just kill me. Man had loaded gun and bag at Miami Airport. George, a man headed to Cuba was arrested at Miami International Airport when screeners found a loaded gun in his fanny pack. 48-year-old Juan Manuel Baldaquin was heading to Cuba. He was from West Palm Beach. He was arrested on charges of carrying a concealed weapon and grand theft of a firearm. Now,
really?
That's a pretty dumb criminal. I'm going to take my stolen firearm through security at Miami International Airport and take it to Cuba.
You know, it's just awesome that they found something that wasn't a packet of ketchup.
George, Okay, listen to this. This guy's gun was reported stolen in 1996, and it was unclear, according to the report, why he was carrying it. So, there you go. Bonehead of the week, number one. What an idiot.
That's a pretty good one. I like that one.
Okay, Justice Breyer has won the Bonehead of the Week award here a couple times last week. We're going to give him another one today. Why? Because we...
We can.
Because we can. There's another... The New York Times, folks, is all over this. I ask you to go to the New York Times and check this one out. On December 21st, days back, Justice Breyer's sharp aim. Okay, this was an op-ed. Justice Breyer's sharp aim, and this was written by a historian from Massachusetts who is in total agreement with the dissenters in Heller and McDonald. And back to this old tired, you know, collective argument, states deal, where the people, this kind of thing. We won't waste a lot of time with that. But the reason I mention that is because this is recent news. Justice Breyer was talking about this just days ago on national television. And the other three dissenters with him believe this. And, of course, now we have Sotomayor and Kagan also feel this way, too. So it's very important. Now, I want to cue up another Ted Nugent clip that responds to that, because I asked Ted Nugent here on Armed American Radio, how did we go from redcoat slayers and Nazi killers to Obama Nation? How did we get where we are right now today, Sean?
It's a convoluted cluster. There's a three-syllable military term that's appropriate here that I won't repeat on your radio show, but the first two syllables of that military term is cluster. And you can add the final syllable if you wish. The current cluster that is America is a direct result of a horrible, vulgar word that starts with A, and that word is apathy. Now, we could go into the gory details and the very ugly and painful and embarrassing details of how a once great United States of America, I mean truly united States of America, we were united in our confidence that the U.S. Constitution articulated what is in the soul of man, to be free and to be the best that you can be, and that you should be rewarded based on effort and sacrifice. That was a time where 1 + 1 = 2. Now, how we got to 1 + 1 = 3.5 is a direct result of people taking the freedom that the United States military heroes provided in World War II, particularly that juncture in time, and we started taking it for granted. And we failed in our education to educate two generations on how good must always destroy evil, not negotiate with evil, not compromise with evil, but to outright annihilate it. And we've gone from that to the Rodney King presidency of why can't we all just get along. And if I may, from the Nugent family, the reason we can't all get along is because some people are rapists, and I can't get along with rapists. Some people are tyrants, and I can't get along with tyrants. But the indulgent society that we are now presided over by the perfect president, where we can tolerate evil and tolerate rape and tolerate tyranny, now we've tolerated to the point where we're bending over, and we actually have a tyrant in the White House of the United States of America. Now, that's a pretty ugly identification that I just laid out there, Mark, and I don't want to apologize for it, because it's time that we admit the horrible condition we have intentionally put ourselves in this country due to the apathy and not getting involved and being tolerant to insanity and evil. But now with the Tea Party movement, I believe that the prognosis for the first time in 25 years actually shows a sign of toughness, a sign of intolerance towards tyranny, intolerance towards anti-constitutional nonsense, intolerance towards taxation without representation, intolerance for those states and those jurisdictions of the United States of America where there is no Second Amendment right now in January 2010. So the Tea Party and the... You go to my TedNugent.com talkback. you'll see people who have been rolling their sleeves up, communicating diligently with their elected officials and the media in talk shows and letters to the editor, and at schools and at church and at the workplace, where we're standing up and we're identifying that one and one equals two. I don't care how uncomfortable you are with the number two, one and one equals two. If you're uncomfortable with the number two in that equation, you have to change, because the equation isn't going to. So I'm feeling pretty good right now.
There you go. Sean, does it get any better than that?
Man, it doesn't. I mean, that's right on the, he's absolutely right.
Well, he is. And what I want to mention here, and this is, I'm trying to tie this in with what we heard just, you know, days ago from Justice Breyer, sitting mm-hmm. Supreme Court Justice. Now, according to this Pauline Meyer in the New York Times, okay, the dissidents written by Justices, the dissents written by Justices Breyer and John Paul Stevens and joined by Souter and Ginsburg held that the Second Amendment affirms the right of the people to, quote, keep and bear arms as part of a, quote, well-regulated militia, but not an absolute individual right to own a gun. And if there is no constitutional right at issue, gun regulation should be set by elected legislatures and local governments, not the courts.
Exactly.
That's not activist, according to this Pauline Meyer. Now, I could mm-hmm. go into this deeper and deeper and deeper. However, when you listen to Nugent's response about how we got where we are today
mm-hmm.
is astounding. And you notice that he mentioned the Tea Party. Now, this interview occurred in January of 2010, okay, almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we saw a little bit of the Tea Party this year, didn't we?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was one of the first radio, my show is one of the first radio shows that we ever did with the Tea Party movement. And I remember when they first came out, everybody thought it was a joke. Well, it's no joke anymore, is it? You know, and people need to take back this country. That's what needs to happen. People need to get angry about what's going on with their rights and understand that when we talk political stuff, when we talk about the EPA, when we talk about these things, we're trying to let you know this is how they're going to take your freedoms away. They're not going to come in the nights and take it. They're going to come at you as your friend, as a way of being safe. As usually when you hear safety, that means there's something physically be taken away from you.
Sean, we're tying it together, and that's exactly mm-hmm. why I brought up the EPA
Absolutely.
Regulation, the FCC. Let's not even go there yet. We'll talk about that later in another broadcast. Okay, the whole global warming farce. Mm-hmm. This is about control. Okay. Now, tie this together with what a sitting Supreme Court justice just said to you, mm-hmm. America, last week about your constitutional rights. Now, I have to ask, because I'm a simple guy, I'm not a Supreme Court justice, I have to ask this very simple question. If the right to keep and bear arms didn't exist, according to them, how would you muster the well-regulated militia? Because the amendment doesn't say the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed as long as people show up when we tell them to show up to pick up their weapons that we're going to give them to muster a militia. It's crazy. This is the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have some more Ted Nugent audio and a couple other funny clips. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Introduced in 2001, the North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely popular with law enforcement and civilian concealed carry. The Guardian 380 ACP delivers great stopping power in a small design that fits easily in a pocket, purse, or one of many holster designs. The North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely high quality, convenient, reliable, and incredibly effective. Backed by North American Arms Lifetime Warranty, the Guardian 380 offers optional 10-round magazine capacity. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Emails are starting to come in now. And I want to get to the audio clip, so hopefully we'll get to some emails, too. But we're running out of time. Time is always of the essence here. George, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
It's always good to have you. What is the gore in Utah, real quick?
Oh, you know, it's really not that cold. It's probably right around 28 to 32, just right there around freezing. And but it had been warm all day. The sun's down, and, you know, it's cooling off. But
well, to folks in Utah, that's around. Not cold.
No,
to folks in Miami,
around.
That's cold.
T-shirts, you know, long-sleeve T-shirts.
All right, you're a nutcase. God bless you. WRPW-FM, Normal in Bloomington, Illinois. You're coming to the Armed American Radio Network very, very soon. WRWR in Warner Robins, Georgia. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and you're getting a really good taste of what you missed this past January, because we're playing some Ted Nugent clips for you. And, you know, kids and guns and safety, we talk about it all the time. And probably should have a segment on it if we had enough time. My gosh, we could, you know, do a 15 or 20-minute segment on that every week, Sean, quite frankly, because it's so important.
It's important to teach them right.
It is. And here's what Ted Nugent said on hearing that during the interview that my children at the time, 5 and 7, could reassemble my handguns. Here he is.
I've been carrying concealed since I was 17 years old.
That's the wrong clip,
I did not
there, Sean,
have
but
the
that's
proper
okay.
paperwork.
Which one is it?
On the children, the 5 and 7-year-old, on reassembling handguns.
God bless the children.
There you go.
Who can handle weapons. In fact, my son, Rocco Winchester Nugent, we were going to call him Lee Harvey Nugent because we knew that he was destined to be an absolute sniper. And all my kids, all my sons and daughters, they are absolutely incredible marksmen. They, if they can see it, they can hit it because they've all trained. We all shoot 243s for most of our big game hunting. And we all train with them regularly, and they're all expert handgun shooters, and most of them carry guns.
There you go. God bless the children.
You know, I didn't catch that. They all shoot 243s. Interesting.
You know, he has been training his children. My gosh. You have to go back and listen to that entire interview. But Nugent just says it like it is, because that came up in conversation. I said, much to the chagrin, Ted, my mother-in-law, my kids know how to reassemble my Glocks. It's impossible for them. They can't disassemble them. Their hands, you know, not big enough and strong enough to do that. But they're able to put the guns back together and to reassemble the guns. And we've talked with Kathy Jackson many times on this show, and Paxton Quigley was on not too long ago, Sean.
Yeah, I did the same thing with my daughter when she was 6, and I never had a problem.
Strip the curiosity away from
sure
the kids.
Did. Never
That's
had
what
a
you're
problem.
Supposed to do. Number one in gun safety with children. Strip the curiosity mm-hmm. away from the kids. Very, very, very important.
Yep.
You know, I got a lot of email at the time I was talking with Nugent. One of the most popular questions I got was the clip that you ran first there, and that was, you know, what kind of guns does he carry? What kind of guns does Ted Nugent carry? So now we'll go ahead and run that clip, Sean.
I've been carrying concealed since I was 17 years old. I did not have the proper paperwork for many years. Eventually, I attained the proper paperwork, and currently I am a sworn law enforcement in both Michigan and Texas, so the House Resolution 218 covers me for a national carry, including Washington, D.C., Chicago, and New York City. God bless Uncle Ted. I always carry a 10mm. I have quite an arsenal of 10mm. Right now I have a stainless steel Kimber in a Galco on my strong side with 8 magazines in leather open top pouches. I think my mag pouches go back to the 1960s. I don't even know the manufacturer, but I always carry 8 magazines when I carry a 1911. And when I carry my Glock Model 20s or my Model 29s, usually both, I carry at least 6 magazines, because the Glock 20 magazines will interchange with the Glock 29. So I carry a lot of firepower. I carry 2 guns, and I always make sure I carry a lot of ammo. I'm very blessed and privileged, Mark, that I get communications on a daily basis from law enforcement and military from around the world. And I am. I wish there was a way I could officially share the information I receive every day. It's a review of all the shootings where the good guys are either getting hurt or killed. And all too often, the good guys get killed because they run out of ammo. It's very important that you do not run out of ammo. Tactics are number one. Capabilities with your firearm and immediate access and bringing it into play are number 1A. And I think number 1B is ammo. You've got to have a lot of ammo.
I guess that pretty much says it, too. You know, really interesting, George, to go back and listen to. He was carrying 8 mags.
8, yeah.
That's plus 1 in the chamber. That's 65 rounds of 10mm.
Now, listen to this. This is
impressive.
Well, that is impressive, and I love when he said, God bless Uncle Ted. When you're carrying that kind of firepower, God bless Uncle Ted is right. No question about it. Sean, do we have enough time to run the 2-minute and 9-second clip on Nugent regarding spending time with the troops?
Yeah, we play it right now.
Let's run it.
It's a beautiful thing. Well, that's, I got to tell you, Mark, let me put it this way, if I may. I have been absolutely privileged and honored and blessed to spend time with the greatest human beings in the world. That are the heroes of our U.S. military. And every time I push one of these great legless Marines who intentionally volunteered and put himself in harm's way so that you and I can be free and experience these freedoms and celebrate these freedoms, every time I see a legless or an armless or a skinless hero of the military, and I toughen myself up the best that I can so I'm not emotional around them, and I keep it buoyant and positive and energized, and we have fun. We go fishing, hunting, shooting, just spend time together around the campfire, maybe barbecue some venison. Every time I come out of one of those incredible experiences, spending time with these heroes of the military, especially the wounded warriors, it makes me shout from every mountaintop I can that they gave, many gave all, so that we can be free, so that we can have an armed American radio network, so we can talk about self-evident truth and God-given freedoms on the radio without looking over our shoulder. to thank the military heroes for sacrificing as much as they have. The least we can do is to exercise the freedoms that they gave their lives and their arms and their legs and their eyeballs for.
Amen.
By being active, by being participants in this experiment in self-government, by joining the NRA, giving away NRA memberships, meeting with your children's teachers, meeting with your senator, your congressman, your mayor, your governor, exercising the freedoms that these heroes of the military got themselves blown up for so that we can. How dare an American not use the freedoms that some brave hero of the military blew himself up for so that we can be free. My prayer is that Americans will appreciate the sacrifices of the military by using the freedoms that they sacrificed for.
That, ladies and gentlemen, when you talk about...
That's deep.
It is very deep. And what's interesting about that, again... Go back and listen to the entire 2 hours that we spent with Uncle Ted, is the fact that, you know, these answers come out of him, you listen to them, you don't hear any breaks, you don't hear any thought.
Mm-hmm.
He just spits it right out. And he did that with virtually every question that I asked him. And we went on and talked a lot about his book. We talked about, you know, Ted White and Blue and some quotes from there, George. It was a great interview. It was. That is a taste of what we did this past year on Armed American Radio, and we have more where that comes from. And Uncle Ted will be back on Armed American Radio very soon. Hunting season is about wrapped up, and his tour is over. So we look forward to having him back on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ted Nugent in January of 2010. When we come back, we're going to have some Masoud Ayoub clips. We're going to have some Man Cow, and we're going to hear from Otis McDonald. Some of the things that that we discussed and had some fun with here as we continued our march of freedom across America's airwaves, filling your prescription for freedom right here on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away. I'm Mark Walters.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell the sweet by the clamor now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Hi, Lisa. This is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.